Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Yap O'Clock.
How goes it? How have we all been?
I don't know. What's up? What's new in your life?
That's crazy that that happened.
Oh my gosh. Tell us more.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that you're going to be okay and you're going to move past this because you've got that dog in you.
You're going to thrive.
Yes, you are.
You're doing great. I'm so proud of you.
I think you are Sly. And I don't just say that to anybody.
Exactly. You deserve it.
Yeah.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
I applaud you.
That felt very Blues Clues.
Yeah. I think we should really have a different angle, but we should go be on, like, kids' television.
I honestly would love to do that. I thought, like, some of that stuff was, like, really cheesy. Obviously, it's kind of, if you think about the process of making a kids' TV show like that and being in front of the camera and being like, hi, what are you doing today? That's so fun. You know, like, that's kind of, like, weird and cringe. And, like,
it is.
If you think about the process of making a TV show and having, like, the crew, like, 100 people just watching you talk to a camera, like, that's weird.
Well, we talk to a camera.
Yeah, but we're talking to each other, too.
That's true.
And we're not, like, waiting for a response. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, we're not, like, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? But I did go down a rabbit hole. Like, when my nephew was younger and I would watch all those kids' shows, like, I really went down, like, the rabbit hole with the Wiggles.
Love them. We got fruit really salad.
Yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
I got my nephew not super into her, but I wanted him to get more into Miss Rachel. I think Miss Rachel is really great. She's like a preschool teacher, and she talks like this. And a lot of parents get so annoyed, but the psychology behind why
she speaks like that?
You speak like that. Like when you see a baby, you're not going to be like, hi, how are you? You're going to go, hi, hi, how are you? You know, you're going to speak, you're naturally inclined to speak like that to a child. So she does that for videos, and, like, it's very interesting. Reason. Yeah.
Interesting.
And, the psychology behind kids' shows is really very interesting. And
it's a dying art, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is. But also, like, Blue's Clues. My nephew watched a lot of Blue's Clues. And when he was watching it, it was called Blue's Clues and You. And it had, was his name Josh was the host. But I grew up with Steve as the host.
I remember Steve.
Yeah, Steve was the best. And he kind of, like,
he's back, though.
He kind of resurfaced. Yeah, he has. I follow him on TikTok.
Okay.
And it's really cute. He will make, like, 2-minute long videos of him being like, so how are you? I'm sorry you're going through that. And he does that for the generation that grew up, and people are like, oh my god, Steve, I cried watching this.
That's funny.
And it's like, you never know the impact that you're gonna have. But I think I watched either a documentary or, like, a series of YouTube videos of Steve himself, like, talking about when they were creating the show. And they hadn't seen anything like it, and they tried. Oh, and Steve was a little bit insecure, and they were like, they chose other better looking, I'm putting in quotes, like, better looking hosts for Blue's Clues, because they thought that that would perform better, like, the TV show, the TV network thought that that would perform better, like, with an objectively attractive male host. But the one that popped off was Steve, because he had, like, a more, like, caring
He seemed more demeanor. Like a real person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So even in, like, the focus groups for the kids, like, he won, and that's why he was Steve.
Interesting.
On Blue's Clues.
The more you know.
The more you know, yeah. I could really talk a lot about that kind of stuff.
I'd love to listen about it.
It's all that, like, random information that's in my head.
There's a book I want to read. It's on my desk right now. It's in my queue.
Okay.
And it's about Reading Rainbow and how that came to be from, like, the 70s.
Okay.
I forget what the title's called, but it's something along the lines of, like, the making of the Reading Rainbow. And I'm very intrigued to read about how that came to be. But
okay.
Children's television history is not my niche, but I think it might be yours. So we should talk about that more. Let's talk about your niches. What's your biggest niche?
My biggest niche? I don't know. I feel like a really big niche of mine is the duck universe.
Yeah.
Like DuckTales, Huey, Dewey, Louie. Yes, exactly. Yes. Scrooge McDuck, Donald Duck, Della Duck. Did you know that Donald Duck has a twin sister? Her name is Della Duck.
And she got lost in space.
Yes. She went, according to the lore of the 2017 DuckTales reboot, she went to go... she stole like a spaceship from Uncle Scrooge and she went to the moon and she crash landed there and she was not able to get back. And the nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, they were in their eggs. They were waiting to be hatched. And Donald kind of had to take on that caretaker role because nobody knows who Huey, Dewey, and Louie's dad is. That's Launch still pad. A mystery. Oh my God. I don't think so.
Okay. That's the only one I know.
But he's the one that flies Scrooge's plane. But no, I don't think it would be Launchpad because then he would be around. You know what I mean?
Maybe he doesn't know.
I don't know. But I saw you look at that camera. But yeah, so Della got trapped on the moon and Donald's like, oh my God, these ducks are going to hatch. They need somebody to look after them. Mm-hmm. So Donald took on the parental role.
Wow.
And they were supposed to be, what was their names? Jet something and Turbo. And I was supposed to be Turbo.
Yeah. Famous TikTok quote.
Famous TikTok quote. Mm-hmm. Shout out Ben Schwartz, the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog also.
Love him. Hi.
Dewey Duck. Ben Schwartz, I would love to meet you.
I'd love to have you on the pod.
Genuinely. Yeah. He's coming to Orlando, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean...
I really want to go.
Call our people, and we'll get an episode going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, when's he coming to town?
July.
Oh. Yeah, we've got plenty of time to plan something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll call you.
Yeah.
You'll call us.
Mm-hmm. Our people will call your people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because we all have assistants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so busy.
As soon as you start a podcast, you get an assistant.
They just, it's like the cat distribution system.
Mm-hmm.
The assistant distribution system.
Yeah, exactly.
It's another
it's the same thing
to say.
Mm-hmm. Wacky railway ride.
I don't even want to talk about it. We're not going there.
Anyway.
Assistant niches. Distribution system.
Assistant distribution system.
It's a little ads. Yeah.
Still reminds me of the bam from last episode. That was
special.
Funny. So I think, Donald Duck has a twin sister named Della, and if they ever brought Della, like, I forget how she looked in, like, the 90s DuckTale, if they even had her in the 90s DuckTales show, or if they had her in the comics, but she looks so cool in the 2017 reboot,
right.
And she has a fake leg. Because she lost her leg in the crash.
T.
So she has a metal leg. She looks so cool.
She's a girl boss.
She is a girl boss.
She is the moment.
I love Della Duck. So if they ever brought Della Duck as like a character in that...
Pushing kids out of the way?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, move, you don't even know who this is. You think this is Daisy.
Yeah.
This is Della.
Get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, I would be so happy to meet Della Duck. I would be so happy to meet the nephews, too.
Can you even meet them?
Yeah. They have them in Paris. I saw them in Paris.
Yeah.
I did. So I went to Paris, if you didn't know, and I was there in October, and we saw, like, the Halloween, like, parade. It wasn't, like, a Halloween party, but it was their fall parade, and that song still keeps getting stuck in my head, which is like, whatever. So,
there's
anyway.
There's one parade song that's stuck in my head, but it's from Disneyland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which parade?
I can't even remember, but I saw a clip of it once, and Luca and the fish kids were there.
Okay.
Whatever, Luca and...
Luca, Alberto.
Alberto, I was called Alfredo.
And then the Alfredo girl. And Julia. Yeah.
Yes. And then it's like, I remember I saw a clip. It was like the voice actress meeting.
oh,
the girl, but there's yeah. like an audio in the back. Goes, yeah,
so that's like a recent parade.
Yeah, like I remember mm-hmm. I heard the audio, and ever since then, it like scratched my brain correctly because I love things that remind me of Daft Punk.
Okay.
So it was in that bracket. And sometimes when I zone out and I think about it.
The Luca float had Daft Punk-esque.
Well, no, it was just like the audio, like the song of the parade.
Interesting.
But it's like, bam, 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 bam. And I remember just being like, oh, this cooks, unfortunately.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Paris, right? So
Paris, you're in Paris.
It was like at the fall time parade, whatever. And so I was in the hub where the partner statue usually would be if you're thinking about Walt Disney World. I'm in that little hub area, and there's four stages around the hub. And so, like, there's four floats that park on the outside of the hub, and the characters get off of the float and go down onto the stage.
Hmm.
And perform on the stage for like 10 minutes, and then they go back on the floats, and the float goes down Main Street.
Hmm.
And the it doesn't have a long parade route like here does, yeah, like where it Disney lasts World.
Forever.
Yeah, it comes out like the side and just comes directly to the hub and then just goes down. So it's not a long parade route. So the ideal viewing place is the hub. But anyway, so I was closer towards, like, Casey's Corner, that side. And the parade that was closest to the castle, the float, was, like, the Mickey Mouse float. And so that was the very last float to come around, to come down Main Street. And mm-hmm. so I was watching all the floats go down Main Street, and then I saw the back of that float, and Huey, Dewey, and Louie were on there. And so, like, during that whole, like, where the characters got off and everything, they didn't get off. They were still on that float the entire time. And I couldn't see them because right. I'm short and I was so far away. So I had no idea that they were in this parade. And I saw them and I started sobbing and I, like, ran towards the float. And I was like, oh, my God, it's them. And people were looking at me like I was crazy. And I was, like, I was trying to film them. And also, I was also trying to film myself because, like, I needed to document that.
That you were there.
Exactly. That yeah. I was there and that I was having such strong emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of weird to film yourself when you're crying. But also, like, you look back and you're like, oh, my God, I was crying. And
Hey, now. This is what
dreams are made of.
Yeah.
And yeah, I like looking back at those videos because I'm yeah. like, oh my God, I was so happy. Like, tears were streaming down my face because I saw these ducks, these three ducks,
three
these
10-year-olds.
Exactly. Like
red, green, and blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I know what I'm talking about.
Which one is Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Dewey is the blue one.
Yes.
Huey is the red one?
Yes.
And the other one's the other one.
Louie is green. Yeah. Yes. If you ever need to know who is Dewey, I just think of a dewdrop, rain, blue.
Yeah.
Huey,
red's a strong hue.
Yeah, exactly. And Louie, I don't know, but the only reason, I mean, in the DuckTales 2017 reboot, they gave each of the nephews personalities, so they were, like, very distinct, and they very, really liked whatever. So Huey, he was very much into the junior woodchucks. So like the Boy Scouts almost, and then Dewey was just very adventurous, and he would have this this little segment in the show where he pretended to be like a late night talk show host.
He's so me.
And he called it Dewey Do Night.
Mm.
And he would like put his name into like jokes.
Okay.
Dewey Do Night. And then Louie, he was just very lazy, always on his phone, drinking soda, and he always wanted money.
Me.
So I just think of Louis as money green.
Yeah.
Because he was always after the cash. So, yeah. But, yeah, I saw Huey, Dewey, and Louie in Paris, and that's great. And I want them to appear here in Walt Disney World because I will cry.
Yeah. We'll get Walt on the phone.
Okay, I'll call him up.
Yeah.
How old is Walt now?
He's
1901, so
Well, now think of it. I was born in 2001. He's born in 1901, so he's 123.
Crazy.
I know.
Also, today...
I am Walt incarnate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Walt Disney.
There's a few changes I gotta make around here.
Died 1966, 65, question mark.
I'll live longer this time because I won't smoke 2001. Cigarettes. Like, I won't chain smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It occurred to me today that... Mickey Mouse is 70 years older than me.
Wow.
Not like exactly to the day, but like year wise. Because somebody today was like, oh, Mickey Mouse is 96, almost 97. And I was like, I'm 26, almost 27.
You are Mickey Mouse.
And then I went, oh my God, he was founded in 1928, and I was born in 1998.
Yeah.
So we have the eights on the end.
You're 1900s babies.
Yeah, I know. Me and McMal.
Yes.
It feels great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
How do you feel being a 2001 baby?
Well, I mean, it's okay, I guess.
Okay.
I think 2001 was the last cool year to be born.
Oh, okay.
Because people born in 2002. Sorry.
Oops.
I truly feel like 2001 was the last cool year to be born. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a cool year in general.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was the last cool year to be born.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's valid.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you for being born in 2001.
I try, you know?
Mm-hmm. Anytime. Yeah, you try and you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what matters. That's what counts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should we read our co-stars?
Or yeah.
Get cracking on it?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Do you have your co-star up?
No.
I'm getting mine up. Let's see who gets it first. Mine's up.
I glanced at a text, so I got distracted.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Okay. I became an iPad baby.
Wow. What did you say? Let's listen to this. Ready? Love is a garden that must be cultivated gently and patiently.
Well, I'm glad that one's yours.
That's crazy.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah?
I feel that.
Yeah, love is a garden.
Love is a garden.
And all I have for you are my flowers.
Flowers.
I am but a bee in your humble garden.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And what are your do's and don'ts?
Do we have... Okay. My...
We have a timer.
Yeah, we do have a timer. My do's: aquariums, life forms, deep dives.
Very ocean.
So just all life forms, I guess.
All ocean-y themed.
I guess, yeah. Don't: digressions, verbiage, and footnotes.
No footnotes.
Mm-mm.
Hope we didn't make any notes today.
No, not on my foot.
No post-it notes.
Uh-uh.
Not allowed.
Nope.
But it's very ocean-y, yours, with the life forms and...
Exactly.
Aquariums and deep dive. Aquarium and deep dives?
Deep dives, maybe, I know.
Maybe the aquariums are the friends we made along the way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what I'm going for.
Now, what is your co-star? What does your front page say?
You're going to love this.
Oh, I can't wait.
Don't swallow any more words.
Oh, that cooks. That's so tea. Oh my God.
Unfortunately, that's so tea.
You guys don't even know, but that's so tea.
Because I was supposed to have a conversation with somebody and I held my tongue.
Yeah.
Anyway, do new pens, daydream, did that. Ancient revolutions.
Your Roman Empire?
I did make a joke that we had to guillotine someone today.
Okay.
Don't. Microscopes, evil eye, black and white. So,
you're in black. I have some gray.
Yeah.
I think I'm right. Fine. If you're just listening and you don't know exactly, I'm wearing like a black and white hoodie.
Yeah. I'm wearing green.
But there's gray in my hoodie. You're wearing green.
Yes. This is one of my favorite jackets.
It's a really nice jacket. I really like it on you.
It's grandpa coated.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah. Sometimes
I.
What?
You're not in my friend thing.
You weren't in my friend thing either, unfortunately.
So, you know what that means?
We're not friends today?
To the source.
Okay.
Here's what my thing says.
Okay.
Also, I'm sorry, you were starting to speak and I just was like, by the way, you're not on here.
By the way, you're not here.
I'm interrupting? You're not on here.
No, what I was saying, like, I do this thing where, like, if I saw this jacket that you're wearing in the store, I'd be like, oh, that's cute, but, like, I wouldn't wear it. But now that I see the jacket on you, and I like how it looks on you, I'd be more inclined to buy it.
So you're hashtag influenced.
Yes. Like, I now want that jacket because you have it.
I saw it in the store, and they were all out of my size, and I was like, excuse me, do you have any in, like, a large?
Mm-hmm.
They had one.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that so fast.
It was for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They went to the back room to go get it.
The back rooms.
And I love this thing. I wear it all the time.
It looks so nice on you. And that color looks really nice on you, too.
I just really look good in green. It's so nice.
It brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, stop it, you.
Because we were having this conversation off podcast that people really think that your eyes are brown. But mm-hmm. when the sunlight hits them, they're like, oh, no, they're hazel.
Yeah.
They're 100% the definition of hazel. Yeah. So I think it looks really nice on you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Here's the friendship thing, though.
Okay.
Today, you feel a pull towards bravery, and you, Sam, prefer to be passionate.
Okay.
You're both thinking about relationship dynamics right now. I'm ending it all. Mm. Being straightforward is another way to play. Check in with each other.
Aww.
Checking in. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
No comment.
Okay.
Have you ever read off our compatibility?
I think so. I have a different passage for us.
What's your passage?
It says, you and Isabella both think a connection is the ability to talk for hours about anything. Isabella can make you feel safe right now, and you can trust it. Make them a playlist and play it on a boombox outside their window.
Do you know the Fetty Wap meme?
The meme?
They have like a boom. It's, oh my god, it's from this movie where the guy has the iconic movie with the guy with the boombox.
Yeah, what's that from?
It's like a romance.
Yeah, it's from a romance movie.
But people are putting Fetty Wap, the, yeah, baby, I want you to be mine,
like,
again, baby.
Like as if that guy was, I've seen that. I thought you meant like that they edited Fetty Wap
as that,
holding the boombox.
That would be actually
funny. And I'm
funny.
Like, when did he do that?
My favorite version of that is from TikTok, and it's the Jurassic Park scene from Jurassic Park 3 with the Nokia phone, and they're like, where's, like, we heard the phone, and then he's like, well, I don't have it, and the mom's like, where is it? He went, I lent it to Nash, and then they hear the do-do-do-do-do-do, I want you to, and they it cuts to the dinosaur, because, you know, are you familiar mm-hmm. with Jurassic World 3, or Jurassic Park 3?
No. I've only watched one Jurassic.
Was it the first one?
Yes.
The Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
The first Jurassic Park?
Yes.
We can skip the second movie. We have to watch Jurassic Park 3.
Are the same characters in it?
Some.
Oh.
Of them. Oh, Jurassic Park 3 is so good.
Okay.
Do you know how... Okay. So you know when we're there and I quote, Alan.
What?
There's a scene from Jurassic Park 3.
And...
I can't explain it to you because I want you to watch it.
And they just say, Alan?
Well, he like looks over and it's like, Alan. And the way he says it, it's so funny. And I have quoted that so many times.
When you say it like that, I think of that vine where like the Adam.
Yeah.
It sounds like that.
Like, it's him going, Adam. And I would quote that all the time, just randomly. I think it's like a vocal stim for me.
Okay.
But I love it. Oh.
I love that for you. What do your paragraphs say today,
oh,
sweetie?
Oh, my paragraphs. Oh, I'm having trouble with everything.
No.
Yes.
Not my Pookie.
Yes, your Pookie. Today, I already hate it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I already want to go home.
Aw.
Today, you are feeling worried. Instead of being a human hedge maze, try contemplating your life. We're not going to like what happens if I do that. Making excuses only reveals your anxiety.
Aww.
Hi, so I'd like to sue. This month, you are ready to follow your urge to try something new. This is a commendable move for someone who has a habit of overestimating themselves. Break up with your image. Your main challenge right now is to pay close attention to ego clashes getting in the way of your ambitions. Desire, by nature, is tough to satisfy. It can only be fed. So it was. Thank you guys so much for watching episode 23. I'm going to have to go ahead and see myself out. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. This is now a one-woman podcast.
Yeah, so Yap O'Clock has broken up. Nothing to do with each other. It was simply...
that co-star reading. Yes. It was crazy.
I'm not kidding.
That's so tea. If only you guys knew the tea. Some of you guys do. But... that's crazy. Anyway, so my paragraphs say, your desire to nurture those close to you is at its peak right now. Caring for others also means not being overprotective. You'll make the right choice. Thank you for the reassurance, co-star.
You always make the right choice. Aww. That's why I come to you for outfit decisions.
Aww.
Because you just know.
I just know.
Except for I cooked with that coat and bag combo.
Oh, 100%.
But I took it from, like, inspiration from you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, continue. You want to interrupt constantly?
Oh, that's okay. I'm fine. I interrupt you, you interrupt me.
It's my ego.
You have such a... Guys, leave a comment down below if Isabella has such a huge ego.
It's enormous. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than that. It's huge. Hey, do you know what I'm quoting?
No.
It's like, this is big. It's bigger than that. It's huge. Anyway, I'll show you in a minute.
Okay. This... You are always full of quotes, and I love it.
And no one ever knows what I'm talking about, and it's terrible.
But I love how you, even if you figure somebody doesn't know what it's from, you go, you know that?
Because you know what? Maybe I underestimate them.
Well, you always do that, and I always go, no.
Your father and I go on a date. You know that? Random TikTok I saw once. There's no way you've seen it.
Father and I go on a date.
Your father and I go on a date.
And
be good.
I've watched, like, clips of that TikTok, and now I'm just like, we were just quoting that in the car. Father and I going on
Father
date.
Father and I going on a date.
Anyway.
GG squadron. Sorry. I just love that guy.
Vocal stim. This month, you're ready to keep your expectations realistic. This is a commendable move for someone who has a habit of overestimating themselves.
Hey, did we have the same thing?
What?
Didn't mine say that?
I don't know.
You weren't listening? Wait a minute.
I forgot what I said 3 seconds ago.
So real. Keep going.
It said something about overestimating.
Wait, you said... Hold on.
This month, you are ready to keep your expectations realistic. This is a commendable move for someone who has a habit of overestimating themselves.
Mine says the same thing.
What? Wait, whoa.
Look right there where my thumb is.
This is a commendable... Oh my gosh. Us when we have the same sentence in our co-star.
I am Drew. I am Danny.
And we are not the same person.
We may have similar lives. We may have similar lives, but we are different nonetheless. You got to learn that. I've sung that at you so many times, and each time you go, me. I know you're not singing along.
All I know is I am Drew, but you always start with that, so I have to say the other guy's name.
I am Danny.
I always forget it. Okay, anyway.
It's fine. Okay. You start crying. No, wait.
I just wanted to be Drew.
Okay. I'm Drew.
I am Danny.
And we are not the same person.
Feel yourself opening up, growing bigger, taking pride in your scars, letting all of your past selves shine through. Okay, that's cute.
Yeah.
Third paragraph. Your main challenge right now is to pay attention to your unconscious mind without taking its messages too literally, and to protect your psyche from people who try to pull you into their negative emotional spirals. The difference between change and stagnation is effort. Positivity is a quick burning fuel that leads to nowhere unless you combine it with diligent and purposeful work. That was a very chunky last paragraph.
I didn't hear a lot of it. There was just so many words.
You weren't listening to me?
Well, now that I know that you don't listen. No, fair enough. Well, you were just saying a lot of words, and I started out understanding, and then I just kind of like was sitting there.
It just got too deep.
Yeah.
Do I have the power of Riz? That's my first power. Charisma.
Happy for you.
You have trouble in everything, isn't it? Don't you?
Well, now that you bring it up,
wavering
faith. I was listening.
Trouble, wavering faith, out of sorts, social anxiety, alienated, stress, uninspired. Can I have a win?
Please? Sorry. I'll give you the power of my Riz. How about that? So I have the power of Riz. I have Oh, man, I have your favorite one, too. Supernatural grace.
Whatever.
Success in your work. I have pressure in change in perception.
I just clicked on the void.
I have trouble for out of sorts. The void. Does it ever give me any? No. I used all my free ones.
I have two more to ask. Here's my thing. Sometimes my clock makes that sound.
I thought that was this camera for a second. I went, wait, did we lose the footage?
Deleting all footage.
Could you imagine? I'd cry. At least we have the audio. It'll be fine.
But there's like some questions where it's like, what's my soulmate look like? Mm-hmm. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I got to find that out for myself. There are some things where it's like, I don't want it to be spoiled for me.
Yeah. Also, there's there is one episode of Doctor Who that really like solidifies this. They like, obviously they time travel, right? And one of the companions was reading a book, and then by the end of the episode, it turns out that the book was written by that girl's daughter, and she was writing it about what they were going through at that very moment. But like the companion, like, she didn't have a daughter yet.
Oh.
But she was reading it at that time, and the doctor was like, do not keep reading. Do not, like, because as soon as you read it, it becomes, like, finally, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you don't read what's going to happen, then anything can happen.
Exactly.
So, like...
Me when I'm literally Doctor Who.
Yeah, you're the doctor.
I'm Doctor Whom?
Whomst. Whomst. They are slay for having a woman doctor, but also I stopped watching before the woman doctor became a thing.
I stopped watching when Rose went away. Frankly, I didn't care anymore. That was my girl.
I know. Who was the companion after Rose? Was it Donna?
I thought it was Donna. The reception without me. That was really good.
That was really... Okay, Catherine Tate.
I'm literally her.
Okay.
You had the reception without me. My name is Adele. I love doing that one.
Adele.
Hi, my name's Adele.
That's really good.
Thank you.
She's really good.
Yeah, I do voices.
Uh-huh. The voices, they speak to me.
The voices, they make me say things.
And then your father and I go on a date. Your
father and I go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Yeah, so I think it was Donna. It was like Rose and Donna and then Martha. And
I don't know. And there's some brunette girl. And then girl.
Amy? Or was it?
I miss Mickey. Poor guy didn't.
Aww. You know? I remember.
Rose, I love you. And she's like, I like this random alien guy. Bye, long-term boyfriend.
Bye-bye.
She's so real.
And wasn't it the very first episode of like the new series that he got turned into like a wax guy. And he came out of a trash can.
Poor guy.
Poor Mickey. Poor guy.
Oh, well. Oh, she passed away?
Aw. Rose's mom, I had a love-hate relationship with her, though.
My most impactful scene was when she had the SIM card in her phone and she was watching the world end and all she could do was call her mom.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That scene? Because, can I make it really sad for a second? When I was younger, like in middle school, I remember I was talking to this older lady, and she was like, I think even when I'm dying, I'll want my mom.
That's sad.
And I thought about that, and then like I saw that episode like a few months later, and it's like, she's watching the world end, and all she wants to do is call her mom.
Yeah.
That was her first instinct.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because she was literally watching the end of the universe. Like, she was just on a ship, and she went... Mom?
Yeah, Mom.
She was like, hi, I'm making dinner or whatever she was doing. I gotta set
the laundry. Whatever.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time, like, because it's like, I'll always want my mom.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm dying, I'll want my mom.
Right.
Anyway, so that's me really tearing down the mood. Sorry, guys.
Dang. That's really sad.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about it too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you cry?
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is sad. Like, your parents are not going to be in your life forever.
How old were you when you first realized that?
Ooh.
When it hit you.
I don't know. What about you?
Well, so at this point, that's like, you know, my parents are going to die one day.
Mm-hmm.
But it hit me. That's like, my parents aren't immortal. When I was 15, 16, and my dad was rushed to the hospital because he had an aneurysm in his neck.
Oh.
And it was days away from bursting, and it would have gone to his brain and killed
him.
And it was one of those moments where it's like, you realize, it's like, my parents aren't immortal.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one day I'll have to be without them.
Yeah.
Like.
Which is, like, such a scary thought.
Yeah. My sister told me that sometime, like, once she cried because she was, like, you know, she was talking to my dad about something. She was kind of crashing out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and Isabella's the youngest, and she's going to be the last one alive. And she was sad because she was thinking at about the concept of her not being around to, like, talk to me and be there for me. And I think about that sometimes. Where
that's,
it's like,
really sad.
You know, I'm the youngest sibling, so the odds of me being the last one standing increase.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take.
Yeah.
The life decisions I make. Maybe I start chain smoking and really tap into being Walt Disney. But, and then when I'm old, we'll all Photoshop the photos of me holding cigarettes out of my hands.
Uh-huh.
He's just like.
Yeah.
He's sitting there like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, there's nothing there.
It's just
there.
Him being fierce.
Oh, that's, yeah, it. He said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, that was the first moment where it really hit me. Like, I always knew, like, oh, my parents will die one day. But that was me being like, it could happen any moment. And that was groundbreaking at my age.
Yeah, no, that is a scary thought for sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, my sister and I, we've spoken about this. Like we want to be old ladies together, right? But then I think about, like, she's 6.5 years older than me. She might die before me.
Right.
And that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want that.
No.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that thought.
I don't know. Because it's like, you could sit here and be really upset about that thought. Or you can just be like, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I'm mm-hmm. going to appreciate life now.
Exactly.
I think that's the best spin you can have on those feelings.
I think so. Because you, like, then you value that time. And yeah. You're just like, well, I'm going to cherish the time that I have now.
Yeah. Because what's the point of sitting around and feeling sorry for yourself for mm-hmm. something that is decades in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, just worry about it when you get there.
Exactly.
And enjoy that you're young now and that you can be young together
mm-hmm.
and that you can be there for each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's, like I said, that's the only real way you can spin it.
Mm-hmm.
Is,
it's the most positive way that you can spin it.
Yeah. It's like that saying from Tombstone where it's like, I think it's like, are you just going to lay there and bleed? Or are you going to do something?
Mm-hmm.
Do something about it. So it's like, just going to sit there and mope, or are you just going to go enjoy it?
Yeah. Go enjoy it.
Go enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we address the stuffed animals that we have?
I believe we should. I like how we've been waiting till the last. So
uh-huh.
last episode, I had mentioned my Snoopy Wormy.
Uh-huh.
This is him and Chance.
Uh-huh.
And my Snoopy Wormy is just named Snoopy.
Right.
Because have we ever addressed that I'm a big Snoopy fan?
I don't know, actually.
I'm a huge Snoopy fan. Actually, I'm wearing a Snoopy shirt right now underneath this, but it's Snoopy.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's Snoopy as Chewbacca and Han Solo, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
What is Woodstock wearing?
He's dressed as Luke, and then another Woodstock is R2-D2.
I need a bigger printout of Woodstock R2-D2. That's so cute.
Yeah. So I'm a big Snoopy person. I think anybody that knows me, even slightly, knows. I mean, there's a Snoopy decor right there on our shelf.
You have Snoopy on your bags.
Snoopy,
like,
on my bed. I have Snoopy blankets. I have a Snoopy pillow over there mm-hmm. from Pottery Barn, and that was the most expensive pillow I've ever bought.
It's comfy.
It was $40.
I've napped on that pillow.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that thing. And then I have a Snoopy mug from Pottery Barn. It was like a whole collection.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of Snoopy mugs. There's a Snoopy thing on my lunchbox.
You're just very Snoopy.
I love that beagle.
Uh-huh.
And I like to think I'm Snoopy core.
Yes.
And one of my first tattoo is going to be that Snoopy tattoo on my arm. I think we've talked about that.
Yes. So we've had to have brought up Snoopy.
It's my first tattoo, hopefully, will be Snoopy, and I'll get a matching one with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just really not in the headspace to get a tattoo right now.
Yeah.
Because it's just like,
it's not the right time.
Yeah. I want to be out in the sun a little bit more as a young person. And then when I'm sick of that, then I'll be like, it's tattoo time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I still am of the age to be like, let's go to the beach every week.
Each let's go get away, you know?
Yes, like, they say what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm kind of over being out in the sun all the time,
mm-hmm.
I'll start getting tattoos so I don't get them and then let them, because they're going to fade.
Yeah.
So.
And you'll always have to you should wear protective gear anyway, but then you really have to like make sure you can't be lazy with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I tell the funny story about him?
Of course.
So this is from American Eagle, and I got it from online. American
Beagle.
sorry, that was mean. I got him from American Eagle, and when I got him, he still had his security tag on his arm, and I had bought it online.
Oh, that's weird.
Right? So what I did was I learned that hack where you take two forks and you pry off the tag. But the problem was I pried it off and then I jammed the fork into both of my thumbs at the same time.
No.
And then this one just bled. I cracked a chip in my nail right in the center and I had to watch it slowly grow. And for a second, I thought I had messed up my nail bed for the rest of my life, but I was fine. But it was crazy watching it slow because it bruised and then the chip came out and then it slowly. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember when I had that chip in my thumb?
Yeah, you were taking progress photos.
Yeah. And then I never did anything with them and I deleted them. But I was taking progress photos and you could watch it slowly growing out of my finger. So that was kind of cool. I wouldn't do it again.
I think you were interested in the process. You were like, look at my thumb. You would like show me and be like, look at the progress photos.
You'd be like, great.
Wow, thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Wow.
Yeah, but
I think
that's the tales of my trials and Snoopy.
My theory with why it might have come with a security tag, even though you bought it online, is because a local store might have fulfilled that.
Yeah.
Because when I worked in retail, we had that, like, we would get online orders and it would be like, okay, well, this store has this stock, we're just gonna send this order and then you guys mail it out. We would have so many bags for the mail people, like giant bags, and they would come in and lug them out. I'm like, sorry, but packing orders was like my favorite thing to do.
I want to do that Target nighttime job just
Gosh, yeah,
because I want to see what it's like.
Should we do that together? Let's get hired at Target.
Just Target for like a night.
Target now is a little bit controversial. They did
get, like, canceled. But like,
yeah.
Do you think we could like get like a, you know, like when celebrities pretend to have a job?
Okay.
We could do that. And it's like, hi Target, can we work at your company for just
one day?
Just one night. I just want to do one 3 a.m. shift where I'm packing orders all night. That's it.
If I ever go back to retail, I think I would just do an overnight stocker shift.
Yeah.
Like stock.
But could you stay up that late?
I mean, I would have to.
Yeah.
Probably when I would get used to it, I'd have to chug Celsius to, like,
stay awake.
But then once I adjusted to my...
Being a night shift girly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I could do it. It's fine. But, yeah, that's the only way I think I'll go back to retail is if I do an overnight shift where I don't have to deal with anybody else. Like, it's just coworkers.
I want to own a Etsy store or like a small store. And then I want to make those TikToks where I pack orders.
Those are fun.
Because I just feel like I'd be so good at that.
Those are really fun. I used to make those type of videos for my Etsy shop. Mine and my sister, we used to have an Etsy shop. I would make those videos and they were fun, especially like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is our biggest order yet. Mm-hmm. You ordered like six whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, and it got good feedback because it's like, pack an order with me. It's fun. Yeah. What do you put in there?
Yeah.
And then one of my friends.
Been working on that this whole time. You're making great progress.
Yeah.
Because it's like someone put a drink down and it left like a crumb ring.
It left a residue.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that it would come up until I started fidgeting with it. And so now it's just my project. But one of
just
my...
Just two friends who can never sit still.
No, exactly. What is that called? ADHD?
Yes. Okay. I think there's not been one video where... Like, remember when...
Where we're just sitting still.
Well, there was... My favorite thing to do is when I'm editing and I'm going through it, just, like, scrubbing it really fast.
Uh-huh.
You're still for 30 minutes, and the whole time I'm over here, boom, I'm boom, grabbing boom, something, boom, I'm boom. Doing this. My legs are bouncing a million miles a minute.
Yeah.
I just am like, man, I can gross. Never sit still. But yeah, so being an overnight stalker.
Stalker. Not a stalker.
Not an S-T-A-L-K.
S-T-A-L-K. When I was younger, I thought
that you really got into that.
I thought that stalk was a bad word.
Stalk?
Yeah, and I remember I was in
I thought fourth. Sexy was a bad word.
Aw. I used to, speaking of sexy, I think it was Shrek 2. It came with a CD
mm-hmm.
as well, and it was Prince Charming singing, I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy mm-hmm. for my... And I would play that in my house, and I would sing it. We had, like, this giant stereo,
yeah.
and I would put that in, and I would walk around my house, I'm too sexy for my shirt.
That's funny.
And my mom would just be, like, in the kitchen making dinner,
yeah.
and I'm just singing
You're strutting Shrek your stuff, 2.
Yeah.
As you should. Yeah, so stocking.
So I was in fourth grade, and we had like a bookshelf like full of a bunch of books that we could read during our reading time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a book called The Celery Stalks at Midnight. And I don't know what it was about, but like I picked that book off the shelf and I saw the word stalk. And I put it back immediately. I was like, I don't think this book is supposed to be here.
That's really funny.
And I was like, I want to know what it's about, but I can't because it has the word stalk on it. And if my teacher sees me, like, what if somebody brought this in as a joke and it's like a bad book and then my teacher sees me reading this and then I get in trouble. And then, like, she has to write home to my parents because I'm reading The Celery Stalks at Midnight. And I have to, like, I thought that stalk was a bad word.
Do you want me to get it for you on ThriftBooks for $5?
Oh, my gosh. That would be really funny if one day you just show up with that book.
This is an interesting thing. Like, this is, like, it's like Goosebumps, but animals. Bunnicula in a box. It's like Dracula and Bunny.
But Bunny.
Bunnicula.
I vaguely remember that.
In a box. I've never seen this.
What is The Celery Stalks at Midnight? What's it about? Can you read the synopsis?
We can get 25 copies in bulk for $115.
Should we become distributors for The Celery Stalks at Midnight?
I think
send
we
out
might
PR
have to.
Packages. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Here, oh my gosh, that would actually be a really cool PR package if we sent out, like, or like fan gift or whatever. If we just like send out things that we've randomly spoken about, like a Snoopy Warmy and mm-hmm. The Celery Stalks at Midnight.
Okay, book details.
Okay.
Bunnicula is missing! ! So I guess he's like a character.
Oh.
Chester is convinced all the world's vegetables are in danger of being drained of their life juices and turned into zombies. Soon, he has Harold and Howie running around sticking toothpicks through hearts of lettuce and any other veggie in sight.
Huh.
It's fiction.
Wow. Didn't know that.
And then Google is giving me, like, random people also ask, what is one stalk of celery?
Oh.
A stalk of celery is the entire bunch of celery. What happens in each celery stalk? Xylem is the main vein that carries water from the roots up, the stems, and the leaves.
Ew, I don't want to think about that.
Folium carries nutrients, and the sugar... I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Is yellow celery okay to eat? Yes. Can dogs eat celery? Yes. When you are eating celery, what plant organ are you eating?
Plant organ?
What happens if you eat a stalk of celery every day? If you eat too much celery, it can cause bloating. It has high levels of the compound mannitol, which can cause dehydration, which is funny because celery is like all water, disrupt the balance of sodium levels in your body, and create other problems. What is the conclusion of the celery stalk experiment?
What?
Sorry, I'm like...
You're into that, but my question is Bunnicula a good guy or a bad guy?
I think Bunnicula maybe is like a morally gray character.
Like,
because if they're worried about him being missing, or maybe they're like, he's missing, like, we threw him in jail, and now he's going to drain all of the vegetables and turn them into zombies.
So what I'm thinking is that we come up with lore for Bunnicula. You know how the other day
VeggieTales hates to see him coming.
Exactly. The celery was stalking. You know how the other day we came up with lore for Peter Piper and Sally's seashell?
I do recall.
I think that we should come up with lore for Bunnicula.
Bunnicula? Okay.
Bunnicula.
Bunnicula is like, I want to see your celery stick.
That sounds crazy.
I know.
I didn't think that you said that. I thought you said something else.
What?
It sounded bad.
Velery stick?
No.
Oh, like, I want to see your celery stick? It's funny.
No. Okay. You have to listen back to that audio because...
I want to see your velery stick.
No.
What?
Anyway, I think that we should come up with lore for Bunnicula, but maybe in the next episode.
Yeah.
Should we think about this?
Yeah, I really need to sit down and think about this. I
really need to sit down and think about this.
Yeah.
Bunnicula.
Bunnicula.
So, yeah. Bunnicula is in jail, or is out of jail now. Because
they're like, Bunnicula is missing! Exclamation mark. But it's like, if it was like, Bunnicula escaped... Right. Then I'd be like, they don't like him. Mm-hmm. But because they're like, he's missing.
It's like, oh my God. Where'd he go? So are we rooting for Bunnicula, but he's trying to suck the life forms out of the celery or something?
And turn them into zombies.
So why zombies? Not why not like...
Other vampires.
Right, vampires. Maybe because either way, they have to be a life form. Because a vampire would just continue on living, but a zombie is like... dead, but no, you know,
but like, recall,
but like, what is a piece of celery gonna do?
I guess we'll have to read the book. I don't want to encounter. We have to spend $115 to buy 12 copies.
Okay,
spread them around.
Hey, it's going on the Yap O'Clock credit card as a business expense.
Yeah,
expense. You know absolutely. What I mean? Like,
spare no expense.
No, yeah. This is 100% a business expense.
I'll say.
Tax write-off.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yep.
Call our accountant right now. This is important. Field work investigation.
Get Jimothy on the line and have him run some numbers for me tonight.
Yeah.
We'll play double.
Exactly.
I got to find... I need this on my desk in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Stat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really good. I think we're off to a great start here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's all we app for now.
I think that's all we app too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, this has been
episode, what, 23?
Yeah.
That's how old I am. But as an
episode. Oh, it's your golden yap.
Wow.
Aww. My gosh.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy. Did you ever think you would get here?
Yes.
Okay. Me too.
Absolutely. I think we're going to get to episode 1,000.
Yes.
No problem.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, I'm really excited.
Yeah. It's just going to be like episode 500 and we're just like, we're still talking about Bunnicula. We actually have the author of the books on our podcast.
Oh like, my gosh, that would be cool.
Yeah, James Howie or James Howe. I don't remember. Uh-huh. I didn't really read it.
Okay. Hey, shout out. Get on the podcast, man.
You know, contact our agent.
Uh-huh.
We have a work email.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, well. I think that's it for now.
Yeah.
We will see you guys on the next episode of Yap O'Clock. Have a great whatever time it is you're watching this. Uh-huh. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.